I'm speaking because this situation is advancing rapidly, and my team and office have tried to be out ahead of it as much as we can. And I think we have been today. We've been pushing leadership here in the House to respond to the crisis. We've been pushing the administration to provide the resources both for testing and protective gear and other things like that that we need, and they frankly have been slow to provide. We've also been trying to set the standard for how, just as an office and as a team, we should respond to this crisis. On my website, molten.house.gov, we put together three different levels. We published our internal three levels of response to a situation like this, whether it be coronavirus this year or perhaps some other disease down the road, anything that's an epidemic that we have to act to contain, or at this point to slow the spread of. And this has been adopted by these three levels have been adopted by a number of House colleagues, a number of other congressional offices, and we've got a tremendous response from mayors and local officials in the district I spoke to last night, who are looking at this as a model as they try to manage the response in their towns. The bottom line is that a lot of people don't know what to do, and we've received the very basic guidance from the CDC about washing your hands and maintaining social distances, but what does that mean in terms of the daily operations of schools, of businesses, of other institutions throughout America? We're trying to provide some guidance on that by setting the example here in my congressional office. We are right now at response level 2. There are not many people in the office today. We have fewer than 50% of our normal complement of staff on duty. Everybody else is working from home. So it's 100% working, but less than 50% actually in the office. If we go to level 3, the entire office will be shut down. And beyond just staffing levels, the different levels dictate things like what type of travel is allowed, what types of events are allowed, what sorts of meetings are held, etc. We have a town hall scheduled for Monday that, because we're at level 2, will be moved to a virtual town hall. Even if we go to level 3, that virtual town hall will still happen. But if we are at level 3, you won't be able to walk in the congressional office. You'll have to give us a call, contact us through social media or the website or email, and that's how we will serve you. But the bottom line is that we will continue to serve our constituents. There have been other congressional offices that have responded to this by entirely shutting down. They're literally not working. You won't see that from us. We're doing these, we have these response levels so that we can continue serving our constituents. And we don't get into a situation where we have to entirely shut down because, say, the entire office is infected. So I think that's a model that that others should be following. But really, I'm here to answer your questions, and so I look forward to hearing what you have to say and seeing where I can help.
Congressman Moulton, this is Bill Newell from MSO News Sports. Do you have advice or information to share with the area school districts and how to deal with the coronavirus?
We're actually organizing a call with school superintendents this evening. Schools are tough because the problem is that all else being equal, I would say schools should shut down, but a lot of kids don't have a place to go if they're not at school. So that's why this is a tougher decision for schools. It highlights the importance of doing that. The problem is that all else being equal, I would say schools should shut down. There's some sort of echo going on in the line. I'm not sure exactly where that's coming from, but this highlights the need to do more testing because we don't actually know how much the virus has spread. There are 1,000 confirmed cases in the United States right now. The reality is there's probably more like 10 to 20,000, maybe even more cases out there. We just haven't been doing enough testing to identify them. But there's no question that if there is a case detected in any school, that school should be immediately shut down and cleaned. And the reality of the situation is that the cases, this is going up. We're going to see more and more cases over the course of the next few weeks before we reach some peak and they start coming back down. So if there are a few cases in schools today, there are going to be more down the road. And, you know, here in New England, we can kind of think of this as like responding to an extended snowstorm, like the big blizzard that we had in 2015 or something like that. That's the kind of situation we're getting into. And so parents, grandparents, folks at home need to plan to have their kids out of school for an extended period of time. I got a question from Diane on Facebook Live. She said, do we have tests in Massachusetts? We have some tests in Massachusetts, but the problem is that there's very limited testing going on as a whole across the country. So to give you some numbers on this, for every 1 million South Koreans, they've conducted 2,692 tests. 2,700 tests for every 1 million South Koreans. In America, for every 1 million Americans, we've conducted 5. 2,700 to 5. So South Korea, bottom line, has a much better handle on how many actual cases of coronavirus they have. In America, we truly don't know. So there are some tests available in every state. Every state has some testing kits, but not nearly enough. We should be literally setting up drive-through testing centers, as they've done in South Korea, so that people can very safely get evaluated for whether they have the virus, and then we can scale our response and our medical care appropriately. Ethan's asking a question. Hi, Ethan. What is Congress doing to provide more testing? So I sent a letter to the Vice President over a week ago, almost 2 weeks ago, saying that we have to have more tests out there. The Vice President and others in the administration are receiving increasing pressure from other members of Congress to do this as well. This is the bottom line. We need to be testing, and the administration missed several opportunities to provide more tests. They should have simply accepted the WHO test that was available worldwide. Instead, they insisted on developing their own. There was a problem with those initial tests, and we still don't have enough tests to go around. Comment from Facebook, Donna says, close all schools now as a precaution. As I said earlier, all else being equal, that's exactly what we should do. Different communities are struggling with the fact that not all the kids have a place to go that's safe. Some kids can't even get meals if they're not in school. That's why the Democratic proposal, the legislation that we're going to be voting on later today, includes increased funding for SNAP and other food programs so that no one's going to go hungry during this outbreak. But the bottom line is that we can expect an awful lot of people to be essentially quarantined in their homes. If schools close, if businesses close, if people have to work from home, or if people just literally become sick. And so we've got to prepare for that. It's much like preparing for a snowstorm in New England. All right, any other questions? I'm going to be going down to do another a press conference with some TV stations. So I will be continuing to share everything that we know about this and making sure that we keep you informed as best we can. If you haven't visited my website, please go to molten.house.gov. You'll find the most up-to-date coronavirus info there. We're not only hooked in with the CDC, we're going beyond the CDC. We're talking to local health officials. We're getting ahead of this, not just keeping up with the times. You'll find some great scientific information there, including information from some of the best health officials, epidemiologists in the world. You'll also find our latest guidance, how we're handling this as an office, and what we're encouraging other people to do. Please check out, in particular, the levels chart that we've set up, levels 1 through 3 of the of response. We're currently at level 2. To see what that means for you know, different organizations, including our own. And please make sure you're on the email list as well, because we'll continue to send out coronavirus updates via email. Thanks, everybody. I'll talk to you soon.